The federal government announced yesterday that Social Security recipients will not receive a cost of living increase to their 2016 benefits. The news comes at the same time that Medicare costs are set to rise dramatically for some retirees.
Social Security payments have been automatically adjusted for the cost of living every year since 1975, except for 2010 and 2011 in the wake of the financial crisis. The explanation for benefits remaining flat this year is very low inflation as a result of low gasoline prices.
Leslie Fried is with us now. She's Senior Director of the Center for Benefits Access at the National Council on Aging. Leslie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
So what was your reaction when you learned that the government announced that there would be no Social Security benefit increase for 2016?
Well, we weren't really surprised. We'd been anticipating the announcement that there would be no cost of living increase for several months. And over the summer when the trustee report came out, that's what they stated.
And the reasoning that's been given is that, hey, gas prices are down and this is a good thing for people, so cost of living not going up. What do you make of that rationale?
Well, it could be on the macro level, that might be accurate, but if you talk to older people who retire and live on a flat income, their expenses are going up, so they are really struggling, and this will certainly affect them over the coming year.
So what are the normal increases usually like?
Well, usually it's a few percentages. It depends on the year. However, I think we're going to talk a little bit about is that health expenses are increasing significantly, and so it's very hard for older adults to meet their expenses year in and year out, even when they do get a cost of living increase.
Now, Social Security payments didn't increase in 2010 or 2011 either. How did you feel about those years?
I think you will find that older adults really struggled, even though their cost of living and their income didn't increase. Their food expenses did increase, and during that time, in fact, gas was quite high. And so those expenses certainly increased, and as you know, medical expenses increase dramatically every year, especially drug costs. So we know that older adults are really having a tough time meeting even their basic needs.
What have you heard from recipients of Social Security so far on this announcement?
So, of course, the announcement was just made, and they're very concerned. They're very concerned because their health care costs primarily are going up, and that is something that is very hard to budget for. People's medical expenses, their pharmaceutical expenses, continue to rise, and they've struggled in the past. So now with no COLA increase, yet no cap on their out-of-pocket expenses, primarily for health costs, is very hard to control.
Well, let's talk about that. You're referencing the news that Medicare costs could go up significantly for some groups of retirees, and this would be a historic increase according to projections. Why is this increase being projected right now?
So this summer, the Medicare trustees indicated that they expect that the Medicare Part B expenses have increased due to utilization and increased costs. And for your listeners, I just want to mention that the Medicare Part B, as in boy, those are the outpatient costs, be it doctor's bills and lab tests, et cetera. And those costs have increased dramatically over the past couple years. The counterpart is that Part A, the hospital side, those costs have dropped or have remained stable. So people are not in the hospital as much, but they are getting care in the outpatient setting. So under the law, Medicare Part B premiums, which all Medicare beneficiaries pay, have to cover about 25% of the Medicare Part B costs. And so when they increase, that means that Medicare Part B premiums increase as well in order to cover that 25%. The way this all relates to the Social Security announcement is that there's a law that protects Social Security recipients from seeing any reduction in their Social Security payment as a result in an increase of the Medicare Part B premium. So if there's no COLA increase, which was announced yesterday, that means that Social Security recipients cannot see an increase in their Medicare premium, so they're sort of held harmless.
We're talking right now to Leslie Fried from the National Council on Aging about the news that Social Security payments will remain flat in 2016, even as some Medicare premiums could go up dramatically. And Leslie, you were saying that some Social Security recipients would not be affected and they're protected. Who would be affected?
So about 70% of the folks would not be affected, but that leaves 30% would be. And those 30% have to cover the increase in the cost for everybody else. So it means they will have a significant increase, and that includes anyone new to Medicare beginning 2016, so anyone who signs up for Medicare for the first time in 2016, they will have a significant premium, approximately a 52% increase in the Medicare Part B premium. In addition, beneficiaries who don't have their premium deducted from Social Security. Most people, 70% of the people, have Medicare Part B premium automatically deducted from their Social Security check. But quite a few don't. A lot of them are retirees from the state or local government, and so they're going to have to pay this increase. In addition, of significance to you in Wisconsin are the state pays the Medicare premiums for low-income Medicare beneficiaries, and the state will have to pay a significant increase in of this Part B premium. And I saw an estimate yesterday that Wisconsin could face $31 million in new state costs because of the increase in the Medicare Part B premium for their low-income Medicare beneficiaries.
Now, these numbers are out there. We see these projections coming down the pike. What sorts of things could the federal government do?
Well, really, the federal government, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, has very little flexibility. It's really up to Congress, who could step in and say, you know, we need these increases in Medicare Part B premiums is expected to be just sort of a one-year blip. It's a one-year jump, and we should hold everybody harmless, including the states, so that they aren't caught off guard. Because states, for example, they weren't prepared for this. This is a huge increase in the state budgets. Individuals who will be are retirees from local government and from state government, they weren't expecting this significant increase in Medicare Part B premiums either. And so even though they're not currently held harmless, Congress could act and provide the funds to hold everybody harmless, since this is really, as you noted, an unusual year.
And Republicans in the majority in both chambers of Congress right now, as you see it, is there an appetite in that party to tackle this one?
Well, I think that as the announcement came out yesterday about the no cost of living increase for Social Security, I think that they're starting to hear from concerned older adults, Medicare beneficiaries, who may be affected by this increase. And I think the more they start to hear about this issue, that maybe they would be willing to act, especially since the expectation is this is a one-year it's a one-year fix. I do want to say that there was a fourth group that is not going to be protected, and that's the higher income Medicare beneficiaries who are not held harmless either. There are higher income Medicare beneficiaries who pay a higher Medicare premium based on their income, and they aren't protected either. So I just wanted to include the four groups.
Leslie, thanks a lot for talking today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
We've been talking to Leslie Fried, Senior Director of the Center for Benefits Access at the National Council on Aging, talking about the news that Social Security payments will remain flat in 2016 and some Medicare premiums could rise dramatically at the same time.